This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of news to talk about today. It looks like there is a vaccine in the works, as two Zika vaccine candidates have shown to completely protect mice from the virus. And remember, it's all about protecting the mice. So to everybody, that's a success. I'd still like to know what we're doing for humans, but it's one hell of a jump in the right direction. So we're going to talk about that. And very interestingly enough, Cuba, all right, has been successfully holding off the Zika epidemic this whole time. No one's even talking about it. What has Cuba been doing, and could we learn from Cuba? Now, we're also going to talk about a very scary study that has come out saying sudden heart death is more common in male minority athletes. One thing that I'm very, very frustrated about that I'd like to see more research are our children out there on the field, football field, basketball court, soccer field, volleyball field, dropping dead of a heart attack. I mean, that just scares the living daylights out of me, especially since all these kids get sports physicals. Usually, right? Before they can do the sports, they have to have a sports physical. So we're supposed to listen to their heart. We're supposed to make sure we don't see any murmurs, or hear any murmurs, make sure they have good pulses, good circulation, etc. So why are these kids dying? So they found that sudden heart death is more common in male minority athletes. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how doctors are not liking electronic records. Apparently, they are less satisfied and more burned out. Thank you very much. These medical records are a pain in the butt. I've talked about that many, many times. The FDA is asking for a few studies coming out of the hand sanitizer industry because they would really like to know what's going on with kids and pregnant women, okay, after using these multiple times, multiple places over many, many years. So hand sanitizers are now going to have to be studied. NYU has had to stop a study after quote-unquote ethical violations. We're going to talk about that. We also have a second U.S. case of a superbug gene found in a New York patient. We got a lot more to talk about. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, or for me to stop for a pee break. I mean, we're never too busy for that, because if I got to pee, I got to pee. One time I had diarrhea, and I had to leave mid-segment. I'm like, guys, sorry. And I don't know if it was Tom who was working the dials, but I was like, you got to play some music. Well, what kind of music? I don't know. I got to go to the bathroom. Something that seems to be relevant to the topic at hand. And I meant the topic of what I was talking about on the show, not the topic of me having to go potty. So, but today, no diarrhea. Thank God. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, I just want to talk about last night. I spoke at an Israeli-American Council meeting, and this was a very interesting meeting in that it was smaller. There was I think about maybe 60, 70 women. And it was a meeting that was called urgently because one of the ladies was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so they wanted me there for some dark humor. Remember I told you I was nervous? I've done stand-up a lot. But, I your audience, usually you don't think of your audience having cancer. So somebody just being diagnosed with cancer, you know, and I'm very well known for saying, you know, things off color. I'm like, okay, well, I honestly was a little stumped. Okay, and I had to think about what I was going to do. Usually I don't have to prepare, you know, but with this I had to think a little bit about it, especially since I only had a day or two notice. And it was very interesting because this woman apparently had a normal mammogram a couple months prior, and then she felt something, and she went to the doctor, they biopsied, and lo and behold, it was cancer. So, of course, the questions are, how the hell did a mammogram miss it? And we're actually going to talk about that. And so, you know, I'm like, what am I supposed to do to cheer up the room? I'm supposed to make her laugh. You know, how do you do that with somebody diagnosed with cancer? And so, interesting with the superbug. You know, so I get up there and I tell her, I go, look, you know, I don't understand what you're griping about. You know, what, you got stage 2 cancer? You know, I mean, they got, you know, surgery and chemotherapy and, you know, lasers and all sorts of stuff they could do. You know, radiotherapy. I mean, me, I'm, you know, battling this super bug, multiple drug resistant gonorrhea. I mean, there's nothing you can do with that. You can't cut it out. You can't chemotherapy it. You can't. I mean, you know, your fight's easy. Yeah, it's predictable. You'll be able to knock this out the ballpark. With me, there's nothing they can do for me. And so anyway, so I went on and, you know, and so, you know, of course, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, you surely have gonorrhea. I'm like, no, I don't. I do not have gonorrhea. But I, you know, luckily we made her laugh. And, you know, I told her, I go, look, you know, in you know, this day and age, you know, they could do so many amazing things. I've told you guys, you know, like hysterectomies now and gallbladder surgeries. They now do all these surgeries robotically, you know, vaginally, right? They could take out kidneys. They've done that. Transvaginal kidney resection, gallbladder resection, and I think they're currently working on wisdom teeth extraction vaginally. So, I mean, personally, she's got it made with medical science, so I think she's going to be fine. But the topic came up, how the hell are these mammograms missing cancer? And what I always tell everybody is, look, we put so much stock and so much faith into a test. You have to examine yourself. This woman saved her own life. Because you know what? When we're in our 40s, we get a mammogram, what, every couple years? Her mammogram was normal, yet she has stage 2 cancer, which means she would have waited 2 full years for another mammogram. Personally, I like the mammogram ultrasound combo, and I really like MRIs. I would love to campaign where women get MRIs every year or two. I think that would be excellent. I don't like waiting 2 years because cancer could be quick. Some of these invasive breast cancers can work quicker. But I get it when you're in your 40s, every couple of years, when you're in your 50s, more often. I get that, and I'm fine with that. But I'm a big fan of MRIs. One lady doesn't want to get radiation from the mammogram, so she was just doing ultrasound. The problem with ultrasounds, there's a lot of false positives, and ultrasounds will miss things. You know, ultrasounds use sound waves to pick up masses. Well, if that cancer isn't massogenic, I know I'm making up that word where it, you know, produces enough of a mass to be picked up, the ultrasound can miss it. A mammogram ultrasound combination does nicely. Again, you know, I'd like to see some studies on how many get missed, but you know, it's a tough fight for her. So it went well, and whew, man, I was sweating on that one. Don't go, but you listen. It's not the fight that she has. She has one hell of a fight. So all the power to her, and what a great group, the Israeli American Council, getting together to do something like that for her. Don't go away. Let's hit the medical news right after that. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Does anyone have a straw? I need a straw. I got an iced tea I want to drink, and I have no straw. All right, anybody have a straw over there? Tom? Tom's in Minnesota. Tom, take that straw, put it into the USB port, and send it to me, because I got to drink my iced tea. Big thanks to Ariana. Thank you. Yeah, if you could just thank you, and I'm receiving it now. I'm receiving the straw. Thank you.
While you're at it, check the facts.
Oh, yeah. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, before we get to Zika, I want to talk about this one study. It came out, I think, last week, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it because I was out of town. But I got to tell you, this is something that I think is important to talk about. And one of you had written to me a couple months ago. There was another article about doctors being less satisfied, and one of you had written that you really don't give a heart and doot. You're like, what do we care if doctors are satisfied or not? They're making enough money. Boo hoo. And it doesn't interest you in the health news.
you know, because I think Fox News had a story or somebody had a story. And you had sent it to me, you know, and you know, this isn't stuff that patients want to hear. Patients are the ones that are unsatisfied. And where's, you know, more conversation regarding that? But an unsatisfied doctor leads to an unsatisfied patient. I mean, don't you, I know very well that my leaving my medical practice hurt a lot of people. And I still feel very guilty about it. I mean, I always thought I was going to stay in practice forever. And I had promised on air that I would fight the fight, and I wouldn't let Obamacare take me out, and I would take out a loan, and I would mortgage my house, and I would take out lines of credit, and I would keep my practice open. And it got to the point where, you know, I was offered a teaching position, and these faculty positions are a huge honor. Okay? And I love to teach. And I love to teach so much. And we were going so broke trying to maintain a private medical office that I had to make the move. And I do feel guilty. And I still have patients furious that I left. You know, and I didn't leave so much because I was unsatisfied. I mean, you know, mind you, it's very, very hard also to be a nationally syndicated radio host and have people come in doing selfies, touching your boobs, you know, things like that were going on. So, I mean, it was getting to the point where I was having difficulty, you know, trying to maintain that professional relationship with, you know, people a little bit starstruck. And I know many of you guys are like, really, you know, you're Dr. Dahlia, please. Okay, it's not like you're Mark Madonna. Excuse me. Okay. You know, some people are really, really into their radio hosts. And so, I mean, I knew that there was going to be a shelf life of my being able to be, you know, in the public, but that wasn't what caused the final closure. It was, you know, we were going to have to borrow more money. And with no end in sight, no light at the end of the tunnel, it was just something we couldn't do. And the electronic medical records was something I stalled on. And I stalled on it. And we started the process. And it stunk. And I hated it. And I hated the electronic medical record system for a variety of reasons. I don't like to write or type when I talk to a patient. You guys have seen me many times on the show. I'm looking something up and I'm trying to type and talk to you guys. I can't do it. Okay? When I'm dealing with the patient, I don't want the chart there. I don't want it to look like that there's anything more that supersedes what it should be happening right then and there with the patient. Okay? I've never liked charting. I understand you have to chart. You have to document, etc. But I think it really takes the personalization and the closeness out of the doctor-patient relationship. You know, I would even be, you know, I'd be on call and you see a patient all beat up. And, you know, you could sit there going, okay, and so what happened? What time did this happen? You know, you could be very academic about it. You know, I liked putting the chart down going, oh, my God, tell me what happened. I'll write all this down later. Just tell me what happened. And both my hands are holding the patient's hand. Okay, you see, that is the way I was taught to deliver medicine. And that's the way I want to deliver medicine. And you can't do it. You know, we're right now having an issue where one provider, is trying to overcome the awkwardness of putting all the data into an electronic, you know, health system. And, you know, some weeks are passing by at this point. You know, when you're dealing with electronic medical records, you have to input that stuff immediately, just like you need to document on a chart immediately. Now, writing is very quick. A lot of us could jot down some notes. And I understand our handwriting stinks. And I understand there has to be a push for electronic medical records. But, I mean, you know, how many of you as a patient sat there and looked at the doctor's back because they had to sit there and turn around and concentrate on a screen? Now, I type 80 words a minute, so I'm comfortable typing. I'm not comfortable stopping using a mouse to click on boxes. I can't do that. I can't, you know, focus on a patient. So it is a very, very frustrating, very awkward activity and choreography that you're trying to do. So apparently in this one study, they say that doctors use electronic health records and order entry software tend to be less satisfied with how much time they spend on clerical tasks and are at higher risk for burnout than others. And so this electronic health record society now is becoming less useful for actual patient care. Doctors are getting frustrated. In fact, I met another doctor who quit before she had to go electronic. She said, before I went electronic, I quit. And I'm like, I mean, that shouldn't cause you to quit the medical profession, but it was so, I mean, remember, you know, a lot of, okay, a young doctor coming out of school, if they don't know any different, okay, that's just par for the course. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt, but whatever. But you have somebody like me, or like this other doctor who's been out, me, I was practicing for 16 years, she 20, 25 years, you're already dealing with an element of burnout. You're older. You have to see twice as many patients as you did before. You're not paying your bills. You're not getting paid, right? Because insurance is finding one reason or another. We had to revamp this whole ICD-10 crap. You have all these threats of audits and performance satisfaction. And, you know, why did you order this test? You know, there was an insurance company that would visit us every year complaining. One complaint was that I gave the patient, I wrote Ambien instead of Xanax. I'm not a big fan of Xanax and benzodiazepines, etc., because I think they're addictive. So if somebody has trouble sleeping, I'm not going to, you know, start letting them get addicted to a Xanax or Valium. I'm going to put them on something to help them sleep, like Ambien. So they got mad that I was writing Ambien when it was more expensive than the Xanax, and they asked me to write the Xanax. This was an insurance company. I'm like, first of all, what the hell are you doing in my office? Second, you don't tell me how to prescribe. Why would I cause an addiction in a patient when there's a better medication out there? What, to save you money? And so, you know, when you're already starting to get tired, you're starting to get middle age, you're realizing your kids are growing up and you never saw them, you have nothing in your savings because everything is going to staff and keeping that practice open, you know, you're going to say, to heck with it. So now we're seeing that these electronic tools that are supposed to be giving, you know, physicians access to medical records when they're at home and supposed to be helping, you know, doctors be able to communicate is actually causing extra undue burden. So I'm hearing time and time again, this doctor left, this doctor left, this doctor left. And the EHR isn't a part. I mean, I can't just blame Obamacare and I can't just blame EHR, but you look at the whole picture. Right? And I'm not lying. I many times had the conversation with my husband that I make more money waiting tables. And should I cut back on the medical practice and go back to waiting tables? I mean, we literally had that conversation. And I can't tell you how many doctors have some of their business on the side. You know, many people were like, why are you, you know, doing radio? You should be making, you know, enough money being a doctor. And I'm not doing radio to make money. You know, I'm doing radio because it's very, very fulfilling. And because, you know, spending a whole day in the doctor's office just wasn't, unfortunately, you know, satisfying my charitable needs. You know, I know you guys are sitting there going, well, Dahlia, when are you going to talk to us about medical news? This is a medical story, all right? Okay, they're talking about EHR and doctors being frustrated. So a frustrated doctor and an unhappy doctor, unfortunately, can put you at risk for an unsatisfied patient, as patients are losing their doctors and they're not being able to talk to them. You don't want your doctor concentrating on clicking the box. You want the doctor going, wait a second, something's not right. Something is not right. And EHR forces us to lose the art of medicine and to computerize and machinize, right, automate medicine. And you're supposed to sit there holding a patient's hand, looking deep in their eyes, figuring out what they're telling you. You're not supposed to be looking at a screen when you deliver medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's very funny. There's a Disney quiz going on. Which Disney film represents you? I don't know if you guys are, like, on Facebook. I don't usually spend as much time on Facebook as many people think I do. But every now and then, one of my Facebook buddies ends up taking a quiz, and you want to find out what your Disney character is or your Sesame Street character is, etc. So I guess there's a quiz right now on which Disney movie
represents you. And there's really no Disney movie about a woman who's like super fast and flirty and with googly eyes and messed up hair. It's interesting. Anyway, 1-877, I'll let you know. I have to finish. Right now I'm on the question, what is my life motto? Let me do this real quick, okay? If you focus on what you left behind, you will never be able to see what lies ahead. Okay, that could be a life motto. Like so many things, it is not what's outside, what's inside that counts. You and I are a team. There's nothing more important than our friendship. I don't want to survive. I want to live. You know what? I'm going to look at if you focus on what left behind. And I guess I am Cars. Okay? Oh, my song is Life is a Highway from Cars. Oh, man, that's boring. All right. Life is a highway. All right, well, that's me, I guess. Okay, let's talk about Zika. Two Zika potential vaccines, I apologize, okay, are now in the works. Scientists have found two potential candidates that may help combat the Zika virus. A single shot of each vaccine was shown to completely protect mice against two strains of, obviously, the mosquito-borne disease. These shots still need to be tested in humans, but the researchers are hopeful that either could eventually prove to be safe and effective for a Zika vaccine. There are two Zika vaccine candidates that both provided complete protection, I believe, individually. But they protect the body in different ways. One involves injecting specialized DNA sequences into the body, while the other works by injecting an inactive form of Zika virus. Both triggered the same response in mice and caused the mice to produce antibodies that targeted the virus. This gave the mice complete protection when exposed to the Brazilian strain and a Puerto Rican strain of Zika. Remember, we've got different strains of this now. The mechanism is similar to how some vaccines fight flu. You know how with flu they have to, you know, look at it every year? Do little variations because obviously the virus changes each year. So this is very, very promising. I will review a quick timeline of Zika, having this possible vaccine is huge. Now, you know, apparently there was a study that came out going prior immunity to Zika may prevent you from getting Zika later. So many people that, let's say, have been exposed, okay, may not then get Zika later, very similar to what we see with chickenpox. Okay, you rarely get chickenpox twice. I don't think I've ever seen a case. I've heard of a case, but I don't think I've ever seen a case where you get Zika twice. Chickenpox twice. Now, many of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia. Hold on a second. What about shingles? Well, shingles is a reactivation of the original chickenpox virus, which is why we have a vaccine now for shingles. But it's not technically chickenpox happening to you twice, okay? And mono. You get mono a couple times, but a lot of times you just get it once. So they say infection with the Zika virus may protect against future infection. And pregnancy seems to extend how long the mosquito-borne virus stays in the body. If you're not pregnant and not at risk of getting pregnant, they say overall, with the exception of, you know, watching this Guillain-Barré, you don't necessarily have to worry about Zika. This is according to Dr. David O'Connor. I would say I would still be concerned because a mosquito could land on you and then go to a pregnant woman. So I still think it's a concern. I don't want you getting Zika by any means. They go, but the concern for Zika virus and pregnancy is now higher than it was 6 months ago. So researchers infected rhesus macaque monkeys with the Zika virus strain that emerged in South America in 2015, and they found that those monkeys resisted infection with the same strain 10 weeks later, which is why they've been able to now develop these possible vaccines. So we'll keep you posted on this. Now, in the meantime, people are talking about Cuba. And there's an article here from the Huffington Post going what the U.S. could learn from Cuba about ending Zika. They say Zika has successfully held off the Zika epidemic in Cuba. And they've all but eliminated dengue fever and other mosquito-carried illnesses. So why? Well, they said that Public Health Minister Roberto Morales Ojeda told a Council of Ministers meeting that a series of measures taken this year to eliminate the Aedes strain of mosquito. Remember, this is the Aedes aegypti, and then Aedes, there's another Aedes, I forget the species name. This strain of mosquito is a kind of a tough cookie one, and this is the one that's been transmitting dengue and yellow fever and Zika. There has been no infections since one locally transmitted case, which was the country's 14th, was reported on March 15th. No cases since then. Cuba has called out the military to help fumigate activated neighborhood watch groups to check there is no standing water or the insects breed, instituted health checks at airports and other entry points to the Caribbean island, along other measures. A source in the health ministry with access to epidemiological data said no Zika transmission in Cuba. So they say, quote, we are all over it. Every time someone enters the country from Brazil or Venezuela or wherever they ever and comes down with Zika, more than 20 cases so far, we isolate them and check their neighborhoods. The source has contradicted official reports in the past. They say U.S. health officials have concluded that Zika infections, and we already talked about that with the microcephaly and the Guillain-Barré, et cetera. So, I don't know, this makes me a little nervous with the idea of walking around and fumigating. I mean, I'd really like to know the health implications of that, but it's interesting. Neighborhood watches, all right, and fumigation. So Fox News has posted here a timeline of Zika's origin. I told you guys this dated back into the 40s. 1947, scientists researching yellow fever in Uganda's Zika forest identify the virus in a rhesus monkey, hence calling it Zika. The virus was recovered from the Aedes africanus mosquito in Zika forest in 1948. In 1952 was when we saw the first human cases in Uganda and Tanzania. Then the virus was found in Nigeria in 54. Between the 1960s and the 80s, Zika was detected in mosquitoes and monkeys across the equatorial Africa. 69 to 83, Zika started to be found in Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan. By 2007, Zika spread from Africa to Asia, and there was a large outbreak on the Pacific island of Yap. In 2012, researchers identified two distinct lineages of the virus. You had an African lineage, and you had an Asian lineage. Then in 2013 and 2014, there were outbreaks in French Polynesia, Easter Island, the Cook Islands, New Caledonia. And now doing a retrospective analysis going back, they saw some neurological complications in babies and birth defects. Again, it wasn't comprehended at the time. March 2nd, 2015, Brazil reports illness characterized by skin rash in northeastern states. July 17th, Brazil reports detection of neurological disorders in newborns. That was last summer. October 5th, Cape Verde has cases of illness with skin rash. Then October 22nd, Colombia confirms cases. By October 30th, Brazil has reported we have an increase in microcephaly, these abnormally small heads with newborns. And then they're going to look at the link. November 11th, Brazil declares a public health emergency. Between November 2015 and January 2016, we start to see cases in Venezuela and Panama and El Salvador and Mexico and Jamaica and Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, etc. World Health Organization gets involved by February 1, declaring a public health emergency. By February 2nd, we see the first case of Zika transmission in the United States through sex, but not a mosquito bite. Then, the CDC says the virus is actively transmitted in 30 countries, including America. By February 8th, we start to look at funding. And so, by February 27th, France has the first sexually transmitted case of Zika. So where we are now is we're hopefully close to having a vaccine. Unfortunately, June 28th, the first baby with Zika-related microcephaly has been born in Florida. We'll keep you guys posted. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are organizing National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Days in everybody's states. Texas Blood Donation Day, Wyoming Blood Donation Day, South Dakota Blood Donation Day, Louisiana Blood Donation Day. If any of you want to host a blood drive or be a part of this, please let me know at drdahlia.com. We need all the volunteers we could get, and we're trying to save lives. We just talked about Zika. There's the big problem we're seeing with blood donation, guys, is some of you will go to a blood drive, and God bless you for doing it, and you'll donate blood, and that's great, okay? And then a couple months go by, blood bank calls you, and you're like, nah, I can't. Leave me alone. And then a couple more months go by. So you donated that one pint, and we'll take it. We will take it. Trust me, blood banks need that one pint. But you need the blood very frequently. The blood only lasts on the shelves 42 days, I believe. All right? Even though you could donate every couple months. United Blood Services asks for you to donate 3 times a year if you can. You know, what was very interesting with Orlando, you know, I've been working with a lot of the blood banks as we're organizing this blood donation week or blood donation day. And, you know, the one thing the blood banks, you know, have been telling us is, look, you know, all of you guys running to donate blood now, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is awesome. Bless you for doing it. But that isn't helping the Orlando victims. The blood that was donated earlier in June and May helped the Orlando shooter victims. Look at what happened in Istanbul. I mean, I don't understand this world and these shooters and these idiots. But the one thing I think we can predict through this unpredictability of terrorism and accidents and trauma is it's going to happen. Okay? Disasters happen. We could predict that a disaster is going to happen. We may not know what the disaster is. You know, right now they're talking about San Andreas acting a little funny. California, the San Andreas fault. You know, and I know we all saw the San Andreas movie, and The Rock, I thought, did a very good job, although I don't understand why buildings were falling off and trees were falling and everything was falling, but his shirt stayed securely on his chest. That I don't get. But anyway, the one predictable thing in this world of unpredictability is there's going to be another mass shooting. There's going to be a major earthquake. There's going to be a major hurricane. There's going to be a major snowstorm. There's going to be a major pile up on a freeway. It's inevitable. And that's very, very scary. So those of you who donated blood in May and June, that helped directly the Orlando, I mean, especially in that area, that helped those Orlando victims. Okay? Same thing with Istanbul and the Turkey shooting. Whoever donated blood, okay, a while back, that helped those individuals. Which means if you donate blood today, you know, that would be then in store and ready to go in case something happens on our soil, right, tomorrow, or maybe not tomorrow, but next week or the week after. And so one issue these blood banks are having that's very frustrating is, you know, people will donate blood once and go, you know what, I did it. I donated blood. I'm good. It's got to be a regular thing. And I'm not saying just because, you know, if you donate once, you're going to be committed for life. No. But what if just throw this idea out there. What if you guys have an office of 100 people? In the office. Okay, you know what? 30 people. Let's say there's 30 people in the office. Okay? What if you guys make a pact where 10 of you each season, well, that's 3 seasons. Okay, let's do 40 people in the office. Okay, bear with me. You have 40 people in the office. 10 of you donate blood in the summer. 10 of you donate in the fall. 10 of you donate in the winter. 10 of you donate in the spring. Okay? And you commit to that. Okay? I mean, would you be willing to do a once a year blood donation? You see? That's why I'm coming up with these blood donation days. Texas Blood Donation Day, Louisiana Blood Donation Day, Arizona Blood Donation Day. Because even though it's one day and we need blood obviously more throughout the year, maybe that'll be the one day that you guys want to donate. I don't know. So, and remember, clotting factors, platelets, those could only last on the shelf a couple weeks. So if you're low on platelets because you're bleeding out, or you have ITP where you're losing platelets because your body is fighting your platelets, so you can unfortunately bleed internally to death, you need transfusions of platelets. How many of you are donating platelets every 2 weeks? I didn't hear one me. Me, 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 me. No, nobody is. Nobody's donating platelets. Are you? Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi. No, I'm not donating.
I haven't donated platelets.
I'm terrified of needles to begin with, so.
Come on, man, Tom.
Nope.
You're supposed to be a roughneck. Come on, man.
Nope.
Tom, really, needles?
Big sissy man right here.
Big sissy man, That's okay.
Needles are not for Tom. Needles are, no go.
You know what? It does get the babes. You know, next time you try to pick up on a girl, tell her.
I think I may have just doomed myself. Now everybody in the studio knows my weakness.
Like your sister, man. Well, that's okay. You know what? It's okay. Listen. You must have cojones to handle my show. I mean, you've got a lot of testosterone and muscle mass to be able to carry my show.
No. I'm a twig.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. So I know many of you are like, okay, well, look, if we're really low on people donating blood, why is the FDA restricting gay men from donating blood? Well, lawmakers are already on this. We have two Democratic lawmakers joined the Progressive Change Campaign Committee and others to urge the FDA to change its blood donation policy. The FDA restricts gay men who have had sexual contact with another man in the past 12 months from giving blood. I know many people are like, well, I don't want to get HIV in the blood. And I'm like, okay. You know, gay men having sex with other men do put them at a higher risk for HIV, absolutely. But how many heterosexual people have promiscuous sex and put themselves at risk? Many. Yet they could donate blood. The fact that these blood banks have to thoroughly and very expensively screen all the blood and throw many heterosexual blood samples out, I say we open it up to everybody. Anybody that wants to donate, let them donate, and let the blood banks continue to do the screens. And you know, many of you go, why is this law even there? Well, because in case the HIV or the syphilis or the hepatitis, because if you have hepatitis, you can't donate blood either. But in case it escapes the test and it's living in the blood, that's what people are concerned about. But I can't tell you how many heterosexual couples I know, okay, that could be also, you know, involved in IV drugs. Anybody could be in. And you know, they lie about it when they want to donate blood. The blood bank has to assume somebody's lying on their questionnaire anyway. So if they have to look at all those other populations with a lot of scrutiny and check the blood, I mean, now you have somebody who's, you know, wants to donate blood, wants to help. Yes, they're gay. Many gay men check their HIV status all the time. Okay, how many heterosexual people check their HIV status or their hepatitis status or their STD status? I got to tell you, the only patients I had that on a regular basis came in checking for their hepatitis and HIV, even though they were using condoms, were my gay population. And I would tell my straight patients, well, guys, are you getting STD tests? Nah, I'm not gay. Okay, straight people get STDs, people. Come on. So lawmakers are working on that, and bravo, because, again, I think at this point, you know, we need as many people donating, and we have the ability to screen the blood very thoroughly. And, I mean, and you know, they could, you know, test it multiple times. I mean, if they want to, you know, take the blood and test it 15, 20 days later, they could, you know, or do multiple samples or do, you know, fancier testing. I mean, they could. I know it's expensive. But I know many blood banks would love to be able to open up, you know, and have as many people donate blood. So anyway, that's what we're working on. If you can help, please contact us at drdahlia.com. We have a National Blood Donation Day website, and we have that on my website. We have a Twitter, we have a Facebook, and we got a lot of people jumping on board. It's been really, really exciting. Texoma Regional Blood Center from Sherman just joined us. Oh my God, these guys rock! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Rebel. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.